Overview for 1 Thessalonians. Purpose: to commend the Thessalonians for withstanding Satan, encourage them to live holy lives, and to reveal information to them about the coming of Christ for His church. Author: Paul. Date written: AD 51. Setting: written from Corinth to a young church at Thessalonica, which had been established roughly 2 to 3 years earlier when Paul preached in that city for a period of about a month. Key people: Paul, Silas, Timothy, saints of the church at Thessalonica. Summary: Paul, Silas, and Timothy sent this letter to the church of the Thessalonians, although Paul wrote the letter in his own handwriting. Most biblical historians believe this was likely the first epistle that Paul wrote, and possibly the first New Testament writing. Paul was personally acquainted with the city of Thessalonica, having visited on his second missionary journey. Luke recorded in the book of Acts that Paul had preached the gospel for at least 3 successive Sabbaths in the Jewish synagogue at Thessalonica, see Acts 17:2. While some Jews responded to his teaching, 1 Thessalonians 1:9 seems to indicate that the majority were Gentiles. Paul started the church in Thessalonica while working night and day to support himself as a tent maker, see 1 Thessalonians 2:9. This city was the capital of one of the 4 Roman districts of Macedonia, an area in what is now northern Greece. It was ruled by a mercenary and wicked ruler, and while an important city, it was also a very wicked city. Many of the new Christians had worshipped idols, see 1 Thessalonians 1:9, but now they were faithful to the Lord. Their enthusiastic faith resulted in the gospel message spreading everywhere in that region. See 1 Thessalonians 1:8. Since Paul's initial visit had been somewhat brief, the Christians in Thessalonica needed to become mature in the knowledge of God's doctrine and plan. Information had come to Paul that some opposed him and were bringing confusion with false teachings and ideas. This caused much concern to Paul, so he had sent Timothy to find out the state of the Christians there. See 1 Thessalonians 3:1-5. Timothy's good report of their faith and love brought great joy to Paul, 1 Thessalonians 3:6-10. Paul began his letter by affirming and encouraging the Thessalonians in their faith and exhorting them to live a holy life. He instructed them about the second coming of the Lord. There were concerns among the people because the Lord had not yet returned and some Christians had already died. Paul's letter corrected any erroneous ideas about the relation between the resurrection of the dead and the coming of Christ. He concluded his epistle with practical advice for Christian living, giving the Thessalonians a series of reminders on how to prepare themselves for the second coming of Christ, and then ended his letter with 2 benedictions and a request for prayer.